الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, continuing with our talk of spreading peace in the world, and that is by making salam. By making salam, we will be spreading peace in the world. And we are commanded in the hadith that afshu salam bainakum, that spread the peace, spread the salam amongst you. And as we had explained previously, our salam, our tahiyya, our greeting is peace. The greeting of Islam is peace. So by making salam and spreading it, then peace will spread in the world. As we had explained, that when salam was common in the world, there was peace in the world. And when salam has now, not, if we're not making salam, we are not regularly making salam to one another, now we find all types of problems. And the word used is ifsha, that is, spread the salam. And just like if a person tell somebody that don't tell the secret to anyone, don't make ifsha of the secret, don't spread it. We tell somebody not to spread it and see how it spreads. Like we are commanded to keep the secrets of people, keep it private and don't spread it. But salam we are commanded to spread. So we should make an all-out effort to spread salam. There was one ustad in the Darul Uloom Dioban, Bhaiji he was commonly known as, in the progeny of Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. And he, students after Asar, usually should go and do their shopping in the bazaars, etc. So he should go only with the niyat of making salam. And everyone he says, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum. He should spread salam a lot. And also our Ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, we've noticed it on very many occasions. We tried very hard to make salam first to him. He was our Ustad. It's our duty as students, we make salam first. But we could never beat him. Always he used to make salam first. So salam should be very, very common amongst us. Yeah, if for example we go to Haramain Sharifain, we know that all are Muslims there, that only they are Muslims, but we hardly hear salam. People are just talking, discussing their own things. We are passing one another, but we hardly really make salam to one another. If there is salam and somebody replies to that salam, then unfortunately, the next thing that person will say, I lost my passport, I was robbed, my money is finished, he wants some help. So it looks like salam is left only for that. Whereas salam is a great shi'ar of Islam. In our businesses also, if we think we are Muslim businesses, and many of our businesses, we deal with Muslim people. But how much of salam is in the business? But there will be one crispy, very clear salam that we will hear in the business also. And that will be when we see it, a very clear, Assalamu alaikum. Then we know it is a collector, a person who has come for collection, he makes salam. So unfortunately, salam is left for us just for collections, which is nothing wrong to collect for deen in the correct way. There is nothing wrong with that. Or just to beg, whereas salam was to spread peace, peace in the world. Peace amongst in a family. If we go home and we make salam to our family members, there will be peace. When we leave home and we make salam, we will be going with peace and we will be leaving peace. So salam is to be made, and it is to be made very, very common. And wherever we are, we should think that we are living with Muslims, but how much of salam do we really make? And how much of salam do we hear? Unfortunately, we take it for granted that we do make salam. But are we really making salam? If we check ourselves, and an easy way is, we have a friend and we tell him, you check on me and I will check on you, whether we are making salam or not. Allah give us tawfiq to make salam, to spread it, and to make it clearly and properly, because salam is one of the shi'ar of Islam, one of the flag posts of Islam, and it is a means by which we will spread peace in the world. The world is looking for peace, and our greeting, our starting is with peace. But unfortunately, we are not making the salam, and therefore we are seeing different types of problems. May Allah give us all tawfiq to make regularly salam to each other, wherever we are, to spread the salam. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.